This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the new and improved Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. After many years of interviewing the best and brightest thought leaders around the world on my Sirius XM show, I am excited to now have those interviews available to people around the globe on this podcast. So many people would write us and say, I love what I've been hearing about your interviews with these great people. Where can I access them? I live in this country or that country, or I don't have access to that technology. How can I get the information? Well, I'm so excited now that we are able to offer the information and the interviews free on this podcast. So we want you to sit back and enjoy this message and let me know how you like them. And then do me a favor. If you like them, send a review, write a review and post it. And if you like it, hit like on here and share it and tell everybody you know about it. And then subscribe to this podcast, so you'll get the alerts when we post a new interview episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast.
Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
Hey, it's a great day, great day, great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I am so excited about today's show. Imagine that if you were a young man, 27 years old, and decide to try your hand at business, and you are able to scrape up the money to buy a failing envelope company, and you go on and to make it the biggest envelope company in the world, and then go on to write books that put you on the New York Times bestseller list many, 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 many times. He is also a guy who has impacted people all over the world. He was friends with Muhammad Ali. He was friends with Lou Holtz. He's been friends with Larry King. He's had so many people who he has inspired and empowered, including moi. He is a change agent for sure. My guest is the one and only Harvey McKay. Stay tuned. Well, I have only just a minute. Only 60 seconds in it. It's forced upon me. I can't refuse it. I did not seek it. I did not choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer. If I lose it, give account. If I abuse it, just a tiny little minute, but our eternities are wrapped up in it. Thank you for listening today. For this minute, this moment is so important to me because you are listening. You're taking time out of your schedule to listen, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful to you for taking time out and for making this the number one self-help show in the country and making it one of the top 5% of podcasts downloaded around the globe. I cannot thank you enough for sharing it with your friends, your family members, your coworkers, saying you need to listen on the radio or listen on the podcast on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way show or podcast. And I want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Truist Bank. When you start with care, you build a different kind of bank. Truist Bank, T-R-U-I-S-T, Truist, a bank that cares. Now, I am going to do something exciting today. I'm going to share an interview I did over a decade ago that was on another channel, and many people did not get to hear it. I am re-airing it, pulling it out of the archives, this interview with the incredible, inimitable Harvey McKay. For those who don't know who and what Harvey McKay has done, he is a 7-time New York Times bestselling author of Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten and Beware the Naked Man Who Offers You His Shirt. He has been named one of the top 5 speakers in the world by Toastmasters. I'm honored to be in that list as well. And he also has been named not just one of the best thought leaders, but one of the top 30 thought leaders in the world, with a list of people that include Jack Welch, Sir Richard Branson, John Maxwell. I am honored that he is my friend, and we were able to find this interview in the archives because I've been thinking about him. He sent me a book recently that is a book. He said, this is for my friends. It's a book for my friends. It's called Street Smarts, and some of the principles in this book are so profound. I said, wow, I got to find a way to share this concept of what he talks about in his thinking with my listeners, because most of them never heard the interview I did a decade ago. So I went to the archives, found the interview, and we are excited because we now can make it available to you. So we're getting ready to get going on this interview that I did with Harvey McKay over a decade ago. Get your pens out, your pencils out, your iPads out, your phones out, somewhere and somehow to take a note, because you're going to take some notes that will change your life, change your thinking, and change your future. This is my interview with the one and only Harvey McKay. Hello, everybody. This is Willie Jolly coming to you from XM Studios in Washington, D.C., and I am excited, excited about another opportunity to come to you with a message that will inspire, empower, and change your life. Literally, change your life. I'm grateful for another opportunity to be here. But, you know, I'm grateful every time I get to do what I do. I'm grateful every time I get up. I give God glory, and I'm thankful for all he does for me. And he continues to bless me mightily every day to give me life. You know, someone says it, God's gift to me is life, and my gift to God is what I do with my life. So we're excited about this. We've got a special guest today with us. His name is Harvey McKay, the great speaker, author. He's a tremendous personality, and he's going to change your life today in a major way. As I said, today we got a special show for you. We've got one of my good friends. He's a Speaker Hall of Famer. He's been named one of the top 5 speakers in the world. I'm honored that I followed him in both of those offices. I followed him as an inductee to the Speaker Hall of Fame. And a few years after he was named one of the top 5 speakers in the world, I was honored to be named one of the top 5 speakers by Toastmasters. But he always leads the field. He led the field with his books. He has 5 New York Times bestsellers. First 2 books, Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten and Beware of the Naked Man Who Offers You His Shirt, have both been translated into over 37 languages and distributed in 80 countries. Both books were New York Times number 1 bestsellers. He has 15 inspiration bestselling books of all times. His latest book is Use Your Head to Get Your Foot in the Door, Job Search Secrets No One Else Will Tell You. And it came out on February 22nd. It's already blowing up around America. I'm telling you, this book will change your life. I've been looking through it. It is incredible. He's also written Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty, another one called Pushing the Envelope, which cracked the New York Times bestseller list, and then the one called We Got Fired, and it's the best thing that ever happened to us in 2004. And it also was a bestseller, number 1 bestseller. He's nationally syndicated columnist for United Feature Syndicate. He is one of the most popular entertainer business speakers in the world. And he is the owner and the creator of a $100 million company called McKay Mitchell Envelope Company. He has over 500 employees and manufactures over 25 million envelopes a day. I could go on and on, but I want to get him on the line. He is a great friend and one of my great mentors, Harvey McKay. Harvey, are you there?
Willie, I can't tell you how excited I am to do this interview. Again, thanks for the beautiful invitation. Been looking forward to it, again, a long, long time.
Well, we've been trying to do this a long time, and you have been so busy. You're all over the world, and this book is blowing up. And before we get into the book, I just want to take a moment to talk to people about Harvey McKay, because, you know, you've got the reputation of Mr. Make It Happen. Mr. Make It Happen, and you have just been making it happen. In every industry you go into, You make it happen, but you have a philosophy for making it happen. Tell people a little bit about the way you think and why things happen when you make your mind up to make them happen.
Well, I'd be more than happy to. I've had my share of luck, Willie, of course, over a lifetime. First of all, I think if you study all successful people, you'll find a couple common denominators, and one of them, of course, is mentors. And my father headed the Associated Press in Minneapolis and St. Paul, where my business is, and we employ about 600 people selling envelopes in about 25 different countries. I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, still have trouble spelling the word. That's exactly what I wanted to be. So I got lucky, Willie. My father was my mentor for 5 years, age 20 to age 25, when I'd lost my mother to breast cancer. And he taught me a lot of principles. The number one, two, and three principle that all you have to know all your life, if you never forget this, it's impossible not to be successful from my perspective. And that is, every single person I meet, and I learned this at age 18 when my father sat me down at the kitchen table, every person you meet, as long as you live, as soon as you extend your hand and you introduce yourself right to your brain bank, you should say to yourself, what can I do for Willie? And expect nothing in return. And so that's been one of my secrets all of my life, is just dedicated to helping other people. He sat me down and he said, you're going to spend one-fourth of your life in volunteerism, a fourth of my life. Well, little did I know, I wouldn't be talking to you, Willie, if he didn't do that at age 21. Why? Well, I became the cancer chairman. I volunteered for the United Way, Boys and Girls Clubs. I ring bells for the Salvation Army in Minneapolis when it's 20 below every year for many, many years. And now let's analyze what happened there, Willie. When you volunteer, here's what happens. And this can be for anyone looking for a job or who has a job. Anyone who volunteers for an organization. Let's say it's United Way, which is, again, one of my favorites the last 20, 25 years. What happens? They have three problems, a nonprofit organization, a charitable organization. Number one is money. Number two is money. And number three is money. So you have to go out there and knock on some doors. You got to raise some money. You have to make some presentations. You have to get some no's over the phone. What's happening here? As you're getting all this rejection and all these no's, you're in a better position to do better in an interview because you've already had a lot of rejection. You become a better speaker because all of a sudden you're making those presentations. You become a better salesperson. You become a better communicator. You become a better leader. And guess what else, Willie? You're networking. While you're working at the United Way, all those people know you're looking for a job. And 67% of all networking, all jobs come from networking. So you see some of these things, these principles, if you apply them over a long period of time, you can't help but be successful.
Wow. So first, you want to succeed, give and do without anything in exchange or anything in return. Two is volunteer and really give a lot to others. And what's the third one, Harvey?
Well, the third one is mentors.
Mentors. There you go.
Even the Lone Ranger had Tonto. You can't do it all by yourself, Willie. And having those mentors is just of paramount importance. Just to be able to, well, let me continue on if I can.
Yes, we got a minute in this segment.
About how you can improve yourself. And remember, everything we're talking about here is not just for getting a job. If you're one of the unlucky ones of getting downsized, restructured, right-sizing, mergers, acquisitions. This is for everyone who has a job. In order to keep your job, in order to elevate yourself, to climb the ladder, okay? If you want to be successful, then there's another chapter in the book, and it says expose yourself in the privacy of your own home. What do I mean by that? Well, every person should have, if you get laid off, or even if you're working, they should have a kitchen cabinet. What do I mean by that? I mean, have two or three or four close friends who are willing to help you. And if you're looking for a job, what do you do? Go out and buy a video camera. Okay, now go in your living room and you're exposing yourself to some real tough questions, to an interview, to a mock interview from your friends. And then they will critique your performance. over and over and over. Now what happens? Well, you gain confidence. You gain poise. All the butterflies in the interview go away. And the same thing, if you got a job and you're in sales and all that, and you want to get better, critique yourself. Have your friends do it. Can you imagine, Willie, if you were a lawyer and you had to make a summation to the jury, and you're going to go in there without practicing on your partners the day before or the week before?
Hold that thought, Harvey. We'll be right back. I love this idea. Folks, you're listening to Willie Jolly and my friend Harvey McKay. We'll be right back, because we got more for you. The best is yet to come.
Are you ready to revolutionize your relationship with money? I'm Brian Ford, a financial wellness expert.
And I'm Bright Dixon, an expert in positive psychology. Together, we host Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian, a podcast from Truist Bank that's all about exploring the relationship between your money, your mindset, and your well-being.
Find us wherever you listen to podcasts or truist.com/Money and Mindset Podcast.
This is Dr. Willie Jolly, host of the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. The smart first step to buying a home is knowing how much you can afford. A Truist mortgage professional can help you understand that in just a few minutes. Connecting with a lender first helps you to be more confident in your search. Truist offers loans that can help you become a homeowner with a low down payment. The best way to find out if you qualify for a low down payment loan is to talk with a Truist mortgage professional. Visit truist.com/mortgage. Truist.com/mortgage to see current rates, to get a sample mortgage payment using their calculator, and find resources to help you buy a home. Talk to a Truist mortgage professional about your loan options. Having that relationship in place can help you find the best financing options available to you. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. Truist Bank. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show and podcast. Across the country, around the world, we are trying to impact people everywhere we can in every way we can on this network, on our podcast, and on every single solitary social media platform. For those just joining, this is a special show. It is a show that I call an archival powerhouse. A show I recorded over a decade ago that most people have never heard who are listening on this channel or on this podcast network, because it was before I was on this channel and before I even had a podcast, before there was such thing as a podcast. Well, now I've got access to these archives. This is an interview I did with the one and only Harvey McKay, the incredible Harvey McKay, best-selling author, thought leader, businessman, entrepreneur, philanthropist. He has done so much and continued to do so much in his 90s now. Well, I went and found this interview, so I want you to listen. But also, I want you to make sure that you go to my website, winwithwilly.com. Sign up for my newsletter. If you're not on my newsletter, you're missing a great opportunity to get information that will inspire you every week, where I give you tips on how to win more. Go to winwithwilly.com, sign up for the newsletter, and get some of the free resources, and then watch all of the, and check out all of the different videos and things that we have there for you. Look, we're going to jump back into this interview with Harvey McKay, because you're going to be inspired, you're going to be empowered, you're going to be uplifted, and you're going to be transformed by my interview with Harvey McKay.
Because it is by your faith, how you believe, what you think, what you're believing is possible for your life. And if you think you can, you can. You know, I think it was Henry Ford said, if you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right. You've got to think you can, and you've got to have faith and a belief in the possibilities. And I've got a person on today who is one of my good buddies. I call him a mentor and an advisor. Over the years, as a speaker, I'd see this gentleman at the National Speakers Association, and I'd take time to run up behind him and say, can I get a few minutes of your time? He'd always take time with me. And over the years, he's encouraged me. He's seen me grow as a speaker. And then one day I was inducted in the Speaker Hall of Fame, and one of the first calls I got was from this gentleman. He said, I'm proud of you. He said, now here's how you use that and take that to the next level. And then I was named one of the top five speakers by Toastmasters. Again, I got another call from him. Hey, I'm proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing. Here's what you do. And then I said, I need to write a book and get it on the best-selling list. He said, here's what you do. And because he has been a mentor and he's done it a number of times. He is over five number one best-selling books on the New York Times bestsellers list. He is a graduate of University of Minnesota, Stanford University. He's an avid runner, marathoner. He is a Horatio Alger Award winner, and he's in the Minnesota Business Hall of Fame. His name, many people know him around the world. His name is Harvey McKay. He has a shark on his ties because he's a man who makes stuff happen, and he's the number one author of the book Swim with the Sharks. Harvey, so glad to have you on the show, buddy.
Boy, I'm just enjoying it immensely. Thanks a lot, Willie. It's a beautiful invitation from you, and I'm proud to be on the same stage with you as we speak over the telephone.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure. Well, Harvey, you've written a new book, and I wanted to have you on this show particularly because of this book. I've been hearing about the book for months, and over the last 6 months or so, we've really been focusing on bringing people in who can help people through these tough economic times. And during NSA last year, I went around to some of the friends and said, what are your suggestions for helping people to get through these times? And this whole book is about that. Use your head to get your foot in the door. Use your head to get your foot in the door. I've been going through this book. It is awesome. Folks, I want to tell you, this is an awesome, awesome book. I love at the beginning of the book how you give such great strategies, even in the beginning, that it against all odds, how you prepare and you tell the story about Vinny Del Negro and how he became a coach because of your tutoring. And I mean, just one story after another of how to prepare yourself for change. And things change. You know, and I know that there's downsizing, right sizing, human reengineering, but it all means the same thing. You lost your job and it's now to move on. Now time to move on. And Harvey, you say in the book, you say getting a job is a job. Explain that for me, please.
That is correct. And may I say, Willie, at the outset here, when I wrote Swim with the Sharks, and if you have a book right there and you turned it over, here's what the book will say to all our listeners. It says on the back cover, do not read this book. Study it.
Yes.
Underline it. Highlight it. Use post-it notes. And after 6 months, if you don't have a job, I personally, and I sign it right there, Harvey McKay, will give you your money back. Now, I'm on a 30-city book tour. This is my fourth city I'll be going to tomorrow. And I want to tell you, everybody's asking me, how can you make a statement like that? And I said, look, I've been doing it for 40 years. I've had 500 people in my office in Minneapolis over four decades, and they've all gotten exactly what they wanted because they practiced these principles. Now, they say, well, money back guarantee? I said, yes. I sold 5 million copies of Swim with the Sharks without being eaten alive. Okay, on the back page, I argued with my publishers, but they printed it again. I think I was the first author in the United States back in the late 80s when I wrote this book as to giving their money back. 5 million copies sold, Willie. 18 people asked for their money back. Out of 5 million, 7 of them were my best friends. Well, now let's go back to your question. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't say to hit my website too, and then we'll get to your question, because HarveyMckay.com sells nothing. It's all free information. They can get a $12.95 book free downloaded as to how to build a network. It's called the Harvey McKay Rolodex Network Builder. They'll get 5 or 6 other goodies free. It's just HarveyMckay.com. That's all. M-A-C-K-A-Y. They can't go wrong. They'll learn how to use the invisible web. They'll learn how to hack their way into 5,000 legally libraries, how to hack themselves into newspapers in the United States, all those different things they can click on. So I encourage them to go to, of course, my website. Now, getting a job is a job. Right back to your question. What does that mean? That means that when you're unemployed, you have to work harder than when you're employed. It's 8, 10, 12 hours a day. You have to get a schedule, a rigorous schedule. You have to have a plan. You have to get in good shape, physical shape. You have to continue to read, to stay, enhance your skills, to stay on top of everything in your industry. You have to continue to network. 67% of all jobs are found through networking. You have to stay out there. You have to Twitter, hopefully. You can tweet. You can go on LinkedIn. Look at monster.com. Put up a Facebook. All those different things. You have to be out there in order to be noticed. This is really tough. And Willie, I want to give you some stats here that are very sad but very true. As of we speak, this minute, there are 14.8 million people looking for jobs right this minute. And everybody knows someone looking for a job, which, of course, hopefully they could use the book. But then, number two, 6.3 million of those 14.8 million, they've been looking for more than 6 months. Doesn't have to be so. I mean, that's just absolutely incredible. And I apologize for that ring in the background, okay? I thought I'd turn my phone off. I apologize, Willie.
Not a problem.
So let's go to continued stats, okay?
Yes.
Continued stats. Every average college graduate, if you're lucky enough, go to college. Average college graduate, he or she will have 10 to 14 different job changes in his or her career by age 38. And they'll have 3 to 5 different career changes. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about a perpetual job search.
Right.
You're going to be looking all your life.
Well, here's the question, Harvey. Now, how do you know? Those are incredible statistics. And I was with a lady the other day I met who has been looking for a job for over a year, just found a job, but over a year. Now, how do you stay motivated during a job search? I mean, you go and you send out things and they say no and you send out more. How do you stay motivated?
Boy, and again, you've nailed it with a very difficult, tough question. Nobody says it's easy, but you know what, Willie? Hanging out with guys like you, hanging out with winners. I talk it, surround yourself with winners. Over and above that kitchen cabinet that we talked about before and that's in the book, you have to have 2 or 3 or 4 friends who care about you so that you can bounce off some ideas. Knowledge doesn't become power until it's used. Ideas without action are worthless. So you use your friends. They'll help you bounce back. You listen to motivational tapes. You listen to programs like this. You listen to your teleseminars. You learn from other people. You adopt role models. And over and over again, you're studying those people. How did they become successful? How did they bounce back? All of those different things you're doing, and you're enhancing your skills at the same time so that you do stay motivated. I don't have one single negative friend, and I've got 12,800 contacts over a lifetime since my father got a hold of me and told me how to use the Rolodex when I got out of the University of Minnesota. Okay?
Yes.
How do you stay motivated? That's how you do it. You use your contacts. You build it. I told you before about the volunteerism.
Yes.
Which is so very important. So all those different things, without question, will help you get the job that you want, and you will stay motivated. I love motivational tapes. I love books. And you know, I'll give you the best book I ever read. Not your book, Willie. Yours is probably the third or fourth best book I ever read.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. but I'll give you the best book ever written other than the Bible, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that is as follows, all right? Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. I read it when I was 19, 20 years old. I've read it 100 times. If someone bought Swim with the Sharks 10, 15, 20 years ago, I'd tell them, please, don't read the book again. Study it and read it 5, 10, 15, 20 times. And then apply those principles. So that's how you stay motivated.
Hang right there. I got that. That's a great point. We're going to come right back. I want to stay on that point about how to stay motivated and how to get a job in these tough times. This is Willie Jolly. You're listening to my friend Harvey McKay. We'll be right back. We've got more to come.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I got an email from a gentleman in Australia who shared how he had been struggling in his business, and he bought some of my books and audios, and how it had a profound impact on his business, and he went from worst to first in his company. I shared with him how much I appreciated his note, but I told him those books, those audios, those videos were not just something that I just thought up one day and started to write. They were born out of my experiences, out of the challenges of overcoming the problems and the difficulties and how I was able to do it. And I shared with him that others have sent similar messages and that these resources work. I want to encourage you and invite you to go to my store. Go to wjspeaks.com/shop. wjspeaks.com/shop. Get some of the books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Or a setback is a setup for a comeback. Or turn setbacks into greenbacks. Or chicken soup for the soul. Or an attitude of excellence. Or the book I wrote with my wife after 34 years of being married and not having an argument in over 30 years, we wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. And now it is saving marriages all over the globe. Go to the store, get some of the audios, the videos, the books, the resources to help you have greater personal and professional success. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make this a great day on purpose. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show and Podcast. I'm grateful for you for taking time out to listen to this show. And to those who are listening on podcast, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are excited that in the near future, we're going to have a video version of these interviews that we've been doing for the last few years. But this one today is one from the archives. It's over a decade old, and it is profound. Now, before I get back into this interview with Harvey McKay, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Truist Bank. Truist Bank is an incredible bank. Two banks came together, BB&T and SunTrust. They were called a merger of equals. These two incredible banks came together to create a new bank called Truist that was built on one principle, caring for the customer in an incredibly empowering way. And so they built this bank on the concept of care. And so they want to help you in so many ways with your finances, with your family, with your community. And one of the things they want to do is get people to buy more homes, to be able to buy more homes, where they know the first step to buying a home, though, is knowing how much you can afford. And a Truist mortgage professional can help you understand that in just a few minutes. Connecting with a lender first helps you to be more confident in your search. Truist offers loans that can help you become a homeowner with a low down payment. The best way to find out if you qualify for a low down payment loan is to talk with a Truist mortgage professional. Visit truist.com/mortgage. Visit truist.com/mortgage to see current rates, get a sample mortgage payment using their calculator, and find resources to help you buy a home. Talk to a Truist mortgage professional about your loan options. Having that relationship, as Harvey McKay said in his interview, that having a relationship is the best way to build your success. Well, having a relationship with a Truist mortgage professional will help you find the best financing options available to you. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender. When you start with CARE, you get a different kind of bank. Truist Bank. Well, as I said, my special guest is Harvey McKay with this interview. He sent me something special. He said, Willie, I've been working on a project. It is a compilation of what I've learned over a lifetime when it comes to creativity, resourcefulness, and savviness. I have not written this in a book, but in a binder for my friends, and you are one of my friends, and I want you to get it. It's not going to go in the public domain, but will help you in this dog-eat-dog, rat-eat-rat, shark-eat-shark world and help you to win with street smarts. And he sent that to me. It is so profound that I said, I've got to find that interview because some of these principles were things he said in that interview over a decade ago. So I went into the archives. I searched and searched and found it. And so I'm bringing it to you so that you can hear the interview that helped launch my business to another level and so many others. This is an interview over 10 years old that I did with Harvey McKay, the real deal, swim with the sharks guy. Hey, let's get back in to that interview.
We're going to talk about how to turn setbacks into greenbacks from my new book. And if you don't have a copy, go to Amazon or go to my website and get a copy. But we're talking today about a book that's across the board on Amazon. It's number one across the board on Amazon in every category. And I found that you hang out with the big dogs if you want to be a big dog. And this is a big dog. He is a number one best-selling author, one of the top-selling speakers, a syndicated columnist, a terrific businessman in the Business Hall of Fame. He is the author of numerous books. You've read them. Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten. And Beware the Naked Man Who Offers You His Shirt. Also, he has written Pushing the Envelope, Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty. And the reason he wrote that Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty, because he's one of the top networking experts in the world. If you want to know about networking, you look up this man. His name is Harvey McKay, and he has a new book that we are helping people to get going. If you've been fired or you are looking for a new job, you're ready to go to the next level. It's called Use Your Head to Get Your Foot in the Door. Job Search Secrets. No one else will tell you. And it's going to be a number one bestseller as well. Harvey, thank you for being on with me, buddy.
Thank you, Willie. I guess I'm kind of proud that I shouldn't say this, but I have to be frank. They've run out of books at Amazon.com. It is number one in all four categories of job search and vocational guidance and education. Number one everywhere. It'll take them an extra 24 hours, but the publishers had to go back to press. The book's been out 8 days now, and they've gone back to press three different times.
Wow.
And the bookstores have run out of books, too. But they'll be all reloaded within 24 hours by the time the people have heard this.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we want people to get this book. We want them to get a copy for themselves and one for their friends who have lost their jobs or need some help, just need a blessing. Get a couple copies, and you can get them at a really great price at Amazon.
I think it's about $15, Willie, at Amazon.
You give this, and I got to say this again, you give a guarantee about this book.
Yeah, money back guarantee if you don't get a job in 6 months. It's right on the back flap. Again, I did it with Swim with the Sharks. 5 million copies sold. 18 people, Willie. 18 people asked for their money back, and six of them again were my best friends.
Wow. Let's talk a little more about this book. And one of the things I saw in the book was the fact that you talk about the impact and the import of networking. And you're known around the world as the king of networking. And let's talk about that a little more and about networking and how to do it effectively.
Well, I think if you can remember this all your life, the chances for success, Willie, go dramatically up. In fact, you can't miss over a long period of time, not short term. You know, I graduated University of Minnesota kind of cocky, kind of confident at age 21, got my sheepskin, you know, right next to my heart there in my suit coat. And I want to start at the top and work up. It doesn't work that way, Willie. Cream doesn't rise to the top. It works its way up, and you have to work your way up. So on the networking, if people could only remember all of their life, when you extend your hand to an individual and they introduce themselves to you, "Hi, my name's Harvey McKay. Hi, my name's Willie Jolly." Right away, I'm thinking, as I'm shaking your hand, what can I do for Willie Jolly? and I don't expect anything in return if I do it. My father never made $10,000 in any one year, and he headed the Associated Press in St. Paul, Minneapolis for 35 years. And yet he lived like a millionaire, Willie. Lived like a millionaire because all he did is help other people. So that's the one thing that's so paramount importance.
Well,
now,
how does networking help you as you relate to finding a job, though?
Well, with the networking, once you know, okay, for example, now I'm a bad example because I've been practicing this for, you know, well over 40 years. I've got in my computer 12,800 friends and people I've met over a lifetime. They all know 200 people each. Average person knows about 200 people. So that's 2,400,000 contacts all over the world. If you're just sitting there as a listener and you only got 10 or 15 friends, one or two or three of those friends, you know, might know possibly 200 people, 500 people, 1,000 people. You only got one contact, but that's how many people they know. So by the networking, and how does it help you get a job, you have to let those people know that you're looking. That's all. And then all of a sudden, instead of one person you looking, you've got hundreds or thousands of people looking for you. The networking has, again, United Way, if that's my second favorite charity, I love it. If you happen to be inside that charity, you're letting 10, 20, 50, hundreds of people know that you're out there in between jobs looking for a job. You have to be out there through networking. You're networking through Twitter. You're networking through Facebook. And it has to be high-quality networking. So that's really important.
I think there's a major point you just made, and I want people to get this. And this is a piece out of my book, but it really applies to what Harvey's saying. In my book, Chapter 3, I say, don't let your pride poison your prosperity. And Harvey just said that, folks. He said, you've got to be willing to let people know you need your help. You have to be willing. And if your pride is so big, you won't say, I'm looking for a job, or I need your help, or I'm trying to get some new opportunities. You've got to be willing to do that. And Harvey has done that exponentially. He has networks, and he will call you and say, hey, what's going on? I need you to do X, this, or that, because he understands that it doesn't make you weak. It helps to keep you strong.
Amen. And in the book, I've got a chapter, Willie, never say no for the other person. I want to repeat that.
Say that again.
Never say no for the other person. People go on all their life, I can't sell that account. You know, they're buying from somebody else for 10 years. I can't ask this person to be my mentor. I can't do this. I can't do that. Let them say no. Ask without, you know, forget about pride. Ask them sincerely and let them say no. There are more people. Here's what I've learned. There are more people out there in the world willing to help you than there are people asking for help. But too many people are afraid of the rejection. Get a no. Willie, I'd love to share the real secret under the secrets of this book, okay?
Please.
In order to get a job. And I call it humanize. Humanize your job search. What do I mean by that? People go around, you know, and they have to understand this concept, all right? People buy from other people. People hire other people because of likability, because of chemistry, because of people skills. You have to level the playing field without question. So let me just give you a hypothetical example. You know, most people out there looking for jobs, they'll Google the company. They'll know a little bit about the company. So, Willie, let's say that you're interviewing me, and I'm going to Google your company. Doesn't matter what company you're the HR human resource person for. But then I have to know a little bit about you. I want to humanize, okay, my job search, so I got to find out about you. How do I do that? Well, there's an invisible web, believe it or not. And in the book, there's 10 pages how to use it. But you see, Willie, coming in for a job, you're interviewing me. In my brain bank, I know that you were born on September 3rd, okay? In
Washington, D.C. Oh, man, you're on the ball.
I know that your wife is Dee Taylor.
That's right.
I know your children are William and LaToya. That
wow.
You were educated at American University. B.A. degree, 1978. Master's degree from Wesley Theological Seminary, 1983. Memberships, of course, in the NSA. And over and above that, what about accomplishments? Well, we know you're an award-winning singer. A lot of people know that. And then to happen that you're one of the five best motivational speakers, you know, in the world, that you won that award, your two books, it only takes a minute to change your life, and a setback as a setup for a comeback. You know, we know all about the motivational music on iTunes. We know about the best jazz singer, all right, that you won that award. And wait a minute, Willie, we don't have a lot of time here. So this is a short list.
Wow. You know, you always amaze me, Harvey McKay. You amaze me. And folks, I'm going to come right back. Harvey, I want you to give people what you just did and how that sells you, because you just did something that was profound. We're going to come right back with more on Harvey McKay and what he taught you about becoming wealthy in America through networking.
This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and Podcast. And for sure, your best is yet to come. We'll be right back after this break.
Friendship is not about being convenient. It's about being committed and consistent.
You can call on me.
When you need me. Up the phone.
You can call
and call me.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and people often ask, how did I go from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become a best-selling author and to be voted one of the outstanding five speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International? The answer is that I decided to invest and change my thinking, invest in my mindset, and decided to change my inputs, because inputs determine outputs. I heard about a seminar years ago when I was just getting started. I was making about $100 a speech, and I heard this seminar that was creating millionaires, and it cost $10,000, but the guy was getting results. I didn't have that kind of money, but I decided to borrow it, because I learned that there's a price for success, the price of college, the price of going to school, the price of education. There's a price for success, and then there's a cost for not paying the price, the cost of staying the same. And that cost is greater than the price. It's too expensive. And so I went, and it changed my life. And I came back and quickly made $100,000. I heard a similar story from Dr. Dave Martin, how he went to a success rally, heard a speaker who inspired him. He and his friend said, wow, that's changed my life. The speaker had a package of materials to help build wealth. The package cost $1,500. And that was all the money Dr. Dave had to his name. Dr. Dave's friend asked, do you think this stuff is worth it? Dr. Dave thought for a moment. He said, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But I do know that I'm worth it. I'm worth it. He invested that money in that package and used the materials to grow his thinking. He grew his mindset. He shared how that $1,500 investment has gone on to generate millions in revenues. He's a multimillionaire. And he has homes now in Arizona and Florida. I want to say to you, it's time to invest in you. I want to give you some materials that will help you, grow your mindset, grow your future, grow your finances. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire. wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get some materials that will inspire your success and will help you find that there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price. And the cost is always greater than the price. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire and get the bag, the box, or any of the materials there, and keep growing your wealth. And remember, as a man thinketh, so as he is, and your best is yet to come. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and Podcast. And we're excited about your being a part of this show. I hope you're getting these great tips and tidbits and pearls that Harvey McKay is sharing. And I'm hoping that you will share this lesson and message and teaching with your friends and family members. You'll be able to listen to it on the podcast coming up soon. So we'll be releasing it soon. You should be on my podcast list, and make sure you sign up and you connect so that you'll get
updates about the latest podcasts as they drop. Now, we're going to get right back, but before we do, I want to take a moment again to thank our sponsor, Truist Bank. They've been so fantastic and so incredible and so supportive. I love talking about them. Truist Bank, and not only helping people with home mortgages, but also helping people with financial literacy, how to learn about money and how money works. Go to Truist.com. That's right. Truist.com, T-R-U-I-S-T.com, and look for all the resources that they have. It will bless you. Now, let's get ready to get back into this incredible interview with Harvey McKay. And as I said, he sent me his latest work, which is just for his friends. And there's so many ideas about how to have street smarts and win in business and life, as well as health. He tells you how to he beat prostate cancer and how he has beaten other issues by having some street smarts and getting good doctors. He said that every doctor is not a specialist in what you need. Find the best and get them to make a determination on your health needs. This is an incredible interview, and you're going to be blessed by it. Let's get back into the interview. Well, I am so fired up, folks. You don't know how fired up I am today. I got my friend Harvey McKay, best-selling author, New York Times number one position. I'm learning from him every day, learning from him all the way how to become a more effective speaker, author, and he is always so gracious to share. But he's sharing with you today how to get a job, how to grow your business, and if you've got an organization, you've got your own company, how to expand it through networking and how to humanize. I think what you just did, Harvey, before, for those who were just joining us, he just shared my whole story. Now, I didn't talk to him before this. He knew where I went to school, what my background is, my wife, my children, because he makes it a science and he makes it his business to learn about the other person so he can help them. And if you help enough other people get what they want and share their ideas, they will help you get what you want. Harvey, thank you for taking time to be on today and taking just time to from your busy schedule with this new book to share with people how they can grow their success.
I'm excited, Willie. And again, use your head to get your foot in the door. They're flying off the shelf, I'll tell you that. And they've run out of books kind of all over
where
the country.
Where can they get them? Tell them. I want everybody to know where they can get this book.
Well, it's at Amazon.com. They've run out of books twice, but they'll have them back in stock within 24 hours. And it's in all 5,000 bookstores in the United States. Doesn't matter, Barnes & Noble, all the places. So, but they have to know, the listeners, that this is for everyone on the payroll who does have a job, because it's an A to Z career resource book. And that's very critical.
You know, I mentioned this book to somebody and they said, well, you know what, man, I can't buy it because I can't afford to buy it right now. And I said to him, I said, you cannot afford not to buy it.
Here's what's happened. People think they might be spending. They're not spending a penny. They're making an investment in themselves.
Right.
And the dollars will come back 200, 300, 400, 500 times as long as they apply the principles.
Without a question of a doubt. Well, you were talking about humanize.
Yeah,
humanize. And you shared there. Just tell a little bit how you knew about me and my background and what you used in your system. You meet a person, you get the card. What's your process?
Well, there's 10 pages in the book. And if they hit my website, HarveyMcKay.com, if they hit HarveyMcKay.com, it'll show them how to use the invisible web. It'll give them job search secrets. That's all they have to do is go to the toolbar, and they'll find out through the invisible web how to find out a little bit about every individual. You can find out there whether the person's a Democrat or Republican, if they've, in the invisible web, if they've written some checks to a politician. If they're a golfer, you can find out where they play their golf. You can find out their golf handicap, the scores that they've handed in. I mean, it's incredible. So here's what you do. It's easy to get some information on someone that's famous, but when they're not famous and you're going in to get a job, that's where it really counts. So let me give you some specific examples. And again, you want to know, how did I find out? So the invisible web helped me find out a lot. They have search engines that other people and listeners that do not have never heard of before. You can Google someone. You can go Wikipedia at no charge. Okay, but the invisible web is also no charge. So you do all of those things. Let's say you're interviewing me, Willie, and you work for the XYZ company. That's a big company. Well, maybe you went to the same, maybe went to Washington University, maybe went to American University, you know, maybe you went to Southern. Doesn't matter what. Maybe you went to Harvard. What I'll do is if I happen to be a graduate of that particular school, I'll call the Alumni Association, and I'll say, do we have anybody working at XYZ company? They'll say yes. I'll call them up. Then I graduated from the same school you did. You're working where this Willie Jolly, you know, is doing some hiring. Can you tell me a little bit about him? See what I mean?
Yes.
And I also find out always from the secretaries and from the assistants. And I read the desk. I read the walls. I read the waiting room. All these secrets, there's about 300-400 of them in the book that will really help you. Now let me bring it a little bit closer to home on this humanizing, because this is my whole life. Here's what I did. I've been interviewed about 30 times on radio and television in the last 3 days, all over the country, New York, L.A. I've got 27 more cities to go to in the next 27 days, basically. Three down, 27 to go. But here's what I do. I always find out about the interviewer, like I did with you, you know, the person that's going to interview me, before I go on. And then we usually talk a little bit before I go on. I get to the station early. And I've done this twice. Just 2 days ago, twice. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
I found out one fellow interviewer was a marathoner. Well, I've run 10 marathons, you know, five New Yorks, a Boston, all got him notches in the belt. And I told him I was a marathoner. He kept me on an extra 10 minutes on television. I went on the radio with this announcer over the radio. Couldn't even see him. And I did Googled him in invisible web, found out about him. He was a Dale Carnegie graduate, which I am. A proud member of Dale Carnegie. He kept me on another 8 minutes.
Wow.
See what I mean?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
So no one can forget. No one forget. Every listener out there, even if you're in sales, you just have to understand that you have to know everything about that individual that you're calling on, he or she. And that's going to get you the business if you're competent. You have to be competent. You have to deliver. You have to perform. That's a given. But now build a long-term relationship with every human being that you meet or do business with. And I want to tell you, you'll shoot the lights out.
Well, you talk about also in your book another thing about learning, lifelong learning. And I think
yes.
That's something we can't stress enough. In the next 2 minutes, we got a couple minutes, just a couple minutes left in the segment. Please tell us about your philosophy on building wealth through lifelong learning.
Well, you don't go to school once for a lifetime. You're in school all of your life. Can you imagine going for surgery tomorrow morning, you know, with a doctor that graduated medical school in the late 90s and he or she didn't keep up with all the technology? Oh, I don't want to hear about that person. Lifelong learning is as follows also. Willie, I've got 15 coaches. Now, yes, I make an investment, but it helps in every single one. I have a speech coach. I have a writing coach. I have a marathon coach. Now, sometimes you make friends of them, and then you don't have to pay them, of course, my marathon coach. I have a tennis coach. I have a golf coach. I've got a skiing coach. All these different things I do, and let me tell you what that does. Whatever my God-given talent is, whatever my God-given potential is, I can't do any better. If I want to be a public speaker and I go take some speech lessons and I join NSA that you and I are members of and they teach me, you know, to become a good speaker, I can't do anymore. I've got the coaches. I'm studying. I'm focusing. I'm concentrating. And so therefore, whatever happens, happens. That's what you want to do in life. If you want to be good in advertising, then it's the same thing. You read the self-help books. Lifelong learning, you get the audio tapes, you get the CDs, you get the DVDs. All of that learning will make you the very best that you can be. And if you do that, I want to tell you, Willie, you can't help but be successful.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I always say it, the good interviews always go so fast. And again, we're at the end. Harvey, real quick, where can people get the book?
Well, you get it at every bookstore. All 5,000 bookstores in the United States have it. It's already bestseller, Amazon.com, in all three categories. At Amazon.com, again, Barnes & Noble, everywhere. They can get it everywhere. And the book, again, is for everybody that has a job. It's an A to Z career resource book.
And I will read again on the back of the book. It says, remember, you can't simply read this book. You have to study it, underline it, highlight it, and take notes. If you do, you will. Harvey, thank you for being on my show, my friend.
Willie, I'm proud to have you as a friend. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it. I salute and applaud all the good that you're doing for the hundreds of thousands of people, which is going into the millions over a lifetime.
Thank you, my friend. All the best, and thanks again.
We're gonna... Bye-bye, and thank
bye-bye.
You.
Thank you. Folks, that was my friend Harvey McKay on my show, and he just gave you some great tips to help you become wealthy. For those who haven't gotten my book, Turn Setbacks into Greenbacks, it too is on the bestseller list and starting to go up the charts, so we want you to get a couple copies of that. Turn Your Setbacks into Greenbacks, brand new, and we want you to get copies. Well, I hope you enjoyed this special edition episode from the archives of the interview I did with Harvey McKay over a decade ago. I have been taking notes as I listen to it again, and I'm inspired again, and I hope you are as well. And then finally, I want to encourage you to go to winwithwilly.com, winwithwilly.com, for a resource to help you win more. And then make sure that you keep in touch with us with all the things we're doing, all of the programs we have, and stay in touch with us on Monday nights with the Jolly Marriage Show. The Jolly Marriage Show. Every Monday night on A Jolly Marriage on Facebook, A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, A Jolly Marriage on Twitter, and Willie Jolly LinkedIn Live, where we come at 9 o'clock with ideas to help you in your relationship. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. And for sure, your best is yet to come. Have a great day. Enjoyed this podcast episode, and I hope you got something of great value. And I hope that you were inspired, you were motivated, you were empowered, and you were encouraged to live your best life. I hope this information and this inspiration will help you to do more, be more, and to achieve more. That's the goal why I started this program, and I hope it helped you in a mighty way. Now, I ask you to make sure and that you take full advantage of all the resources that came through this program. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/gift and get some of the free resources that we have there for you. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/shop. to get some of the books that we have created, that we've labored over to make sure that they will deliver a powerful message to you. I hope you go to williejolly.com/billionaire, williejolly.com/billionaire, or wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get the box that it will inspire your whole family, or get the bag of books. Make this a great day, a great week, a great month. And remember, it is true that you are blessed and all things are possible for them that believe. So make the most of the belief that you have now in your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.